Granny's, Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner. Granny's Abner, I don't care how I feel or look. I've just got to go over to the county seat and see my dream girl.
Well, Lum, why don't you wait for a few days till you get shut of all them allergics you got from cutting so much hair?
Because I can't wait no longer. I've been trying to go see her every night for almost a week, and something all this came up to keep me from doing it.
Well, are you supposed to be through work for today?
Well, not only that, I've got 2 days off on account of all the overtime I put in.
Well, good.
About 5 o'clock now.
Yeah.
Call Miss Piddle up over at the library and I'll tell you what to say.
Well, she ain't my dream woman. You call her up.
I don't want her to know I'm coming over there. I want to surprise her.
How?
I want to sneak into the library and be standing in front of her when she looks up from that counter. I can see her face now. This is plain.
Plain? Thought you said she's pretty.
I mean, I can see her face plain in my mind's eye.
Ah.
Go ahead and call her up, Abner. I ain't got much time. Just tell her you're Mr. Eddards, the Inventor's Associate, and ask her if I've been there today.
Well, you ain't been there today. You know that as well as I do, Lum. Oh,
Abner, you don't get the idea. What I want to do is to get her to thinking about me, wishing she could see me.
Oh.
Then in a little while, when she looks up and I'm actually standing there, it'll be sort of like one of her prayers has been answered.
Oh, now, come, old buddy.
Abner, you just don't realize how deep a woman's love can go.
Lum, for the land's sake, Miss Tittle's only told you once. You've taken a book out of libraries. That was the beginning and the end of your romance right there.
That's what you think.
Only time she'll ever think of you again is when your name turns up for keeping a book 2 days overtime.
Is that so? Well, Mr. Smarty, I never had no book 2 days overdue when Miss Priddle come over here and got one of my photographs from you.
Now, Lum, I never said for sure that woman was Miss Priddle.
Who else would want my photograph? What other woman would come over here just to get a picture of me?
Yeah, you got me there.
Then you almost ruined me. You sent her over to the barber shop to look for me.
Sure. Thought that's where you was at.
It'd have been a fine thing, wouldn't it, if she'd have come over there and caught me shining shoes. After I told her I was a big inventor.
Well, Lum, you oughtn't have told her you was an inventor in the first place. Every single time you fall in love with some woman, you got to tell her you're something you ain't. An inventor, or a banker, or a detective, or something. And it backfires right in your face every dead blame time.
Well, this time I'm going to be an inventor, though.
Fiddle lady.
Well, I've already invented that new haircut.
You stumbled onto that by accident.
Well, I'm working on a skin lotion right now. There's an awful lot of money in them cosmetics.
Cosmetics?
Skin softeners, beauty creams, one thing or another. I was working on an almond cream lotion early this morning.
Almond cream?
Yeah. They sell an awful lot of it in drugstores and beauty parlors.
Well?
Supposed to be soothing to the face and skin.
Is there almonds in it?
Of course there's almonds in it. They wouldn't be allowed to say so unless there was. I ground up some almonds real fine, but I didn't have no cream, so I just mixed the ground up almonds with some condensed milk. Made kind of a paste out of it.
Did you rub any of it on you?
Yeah, I thought it might help take the swelling out of my eyes where that allergy set in so bad. The stuff didn't taste bad, though, but I don't believe it done my eyeballs no good.
Well, I thought your eyes looked peculiar. You at least ought to brush the nuts out of your eyebrows, Lum, before you go call on Miss Piddle.
I'm taking it all off.
Lum, your eyes look awful from them allergics you got. They're all swole up and red as fire.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it'll last too long.
Eyeballs look like a couple of raisins stuck in two bald beets.
Well, I can put on some dark glasses.
Got awful bags under your eyes, too.
I granny, she might think I'm a moving picture star if I put on some big smoke glasses.
Well, you better put on some big ones to hide them bags under your eyes. It'll look like a couple of dried figs. I'm working for late, I reckon.
The dark glasses will cover them up, Adam. Anyway, I ain't sneezing as bad as I was.
No, thank goodness.
And it ain't gonna hurt me none to look like I've been working hard. I'll kind of let on like I've been slaving late in my laboratory.
How?
You saw pictures of them chemical laboratories. It's a long bench with a mess of test tubes and glass rods and glass straws sitting on.
Oh, yeah, I saw them in moving pictures. There's generally a whole lot of glass measuring cups, and then there'd be a long glass tube with a lot of bumps and round lumps in it.
That's right.
Looked like the glass blower never knowed how to finish a thing, sort of got the hiccups while he's working on it.
Well, fact is, it's even better if I do look tired and wore out.
It is, huh?
Yeah, she more like Rathila sympathy for me. She might think I'm working on some big government project like the atom bomb.
She might, huh?
Oh, yeah. Granny, I wish the name of this town was Oak Ridge instead of Pine Ridge.
What for?
Suppose Oak Ridge is that town in Tennessee where they do all the experimenting on the atom bombs.
Oh?
Raymond, I wonder if we could get the name changed to Oak Ridge.
I don't hardly think so.
No, I reckon not. Well, I can kind of let on like Pine Ridge is a sister town to Oak Ridge, only even more of a top secret. Maybe I can hint nobody ain't supposed to know it, but Pine Ridge is where we're experimenting on the hydrogen bomb. Granny, that's even better than the atom bomb.
Oh, now, don't you go giving away no giver man secrets. You're liable to get yourself in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Sure, can you?
And, blame it, I wish I could come right out and tell her what I'm doing.
Thought you never wanted to know you was working over at the barber shop.
Oh, yeah, I think. But carried away with myself. I thought I actually was working on the hydrogen bomb.
Thank goodness you
did. I hope I can convince her like I done myself.
Ah.
Well, I know one thing, though. I've got to make it look like I'm a really important speller, or my whole romance will be shot to pieces. You see, Abner, them smart women, like librarians, they don't go so much by a feller's looks. They don't care if he resembles an ape in the face.
Huh. Well, you got a pretty good chance, huh?
Now, wait a minute. Don't get smart. They like a feller for what's inside of his head.
Oh, well, now...
Never mind saying nothing. Now, you've been clever enough for one day. Now, get on the phone and call Miss Priddle.
Mom, I don't want to battle with Miss Priddle.
Here, I'll get the call in for you, and then you can talk.
Thanks, Blaney.
Hello, Mamie. Would you get me the library over at the county seat? Miss Priddle is the one we want to talk to. Priddle.
Don't I've been doing this calling for years.
I'll wait. Now, Abner, all you have to do is ask if I've been in there yet. Tell her you're my associate in the Eddard Laboratories, and you're anxious to get a hold of me because there's an awfully important experiment come up that's got to be experimented on. You can say it for the given. That way I ain't doing no act of lying.
Oh, of course not. I'm the one that's doing it.
Here, take it quick. She's coming.
Hello? Miss Priddle? This is Abner Peabody, associate of the L. Eddard Laboratories. Is L. Eddard there?
Good.
Eddard. L. Eddard. I know you ain't got no Eddards working for you. This is L. Eddard, the inventor I'm looking for. He's an awful important feller. The giver man's after.
Oh, don't say that, Abner. You think I'm a crook.
He ain't no crook. He's an inventor. Yeah, that feller that's taking out some invent books. Inventions. All right. Want to look and see if they got any invent books wrote by L. Eddard.
Hey, Mr. Lum, you got your picture in the county seat paper. Looky here, right on the front page.
What's that, Kevin?
My picture? What in the world? Let me see that paper.
Yeah, what is it, Lum? What is it?
Oh, for pity's sake. Abner, why didn't you tell me that was a woman reporter that got my picture yesterday? Look at this. That blame it on ruin.
Let me see it. L. Eddard, Pine Ridge Shoeshine Boy, sets new style and haircut. Story on page 3.
And Miss Priddle will be one of the first ones to read it.